The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
True or false? As we look into God's Word, we will look at His comments about the truth and things that are false. By definition, truth is what corresponds to the way things actually are. And truth is one of the basic foundational principles of life. We find a good description of our new life in Christ in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Absolute truth is in Jesus, and He is in us. Ephesians 4. Now this I say, and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Friends, focus on the truth in our everyday lives. Zechariah 8:16. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you, every man, the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Are you truthful? Always speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body, the church. The Bible is the source for ultimate divine truth. 2 Samuel chapter 22. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. Proverbs 30. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Telling a lie is the opposite of the truth. Building truth into your life provides comfort and increases our faith. As you do, it will help add peace and a lot less stress, as, for example, you won't need to think back trying to remember what you told someone before. Falsehood is a misrepresentation of truth. To put the results of that into perspective, just look back over your life and remember times when you have misrepresented the truth by telling someone something false. How'd that work out for you? Jeremiah 9:5, and they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. One of the truths that I spoke to my children early in their lives is, always tell the truth right away, the whole truth, the first time. There are times when we lie initially, then turn around and tell the truth for many reasons. Tell the truth right away and the first time, and tell the whole truth. Friends, here's a quiz for you. True or false, a partial truth is not the truth. May God help us to always speak the truth. It is what Jesus always did.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.